Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 17th edition. We got a locked and loaded 15-game slate on tap for you today. Full slate, 30 teams. Weather looks rather nice. You got wind blowing in Texas between the Cards and the Reds from right field about 17 miles an hour. Toronto at the Cubs, or the White Sox, blowing across the field there at about 11 miles an hour. There's like 12% chance of rain there, so I'm not too concerned. And then San Francisco and Arizona, if they don't close the roof, and they might not because it's going to be like in the low 80s in Arizona. The weather's weird right now. The wind's blowing out to right at about 12 miles an hour, so keep an eye on that one. But overall, there's light winds. You know, some might gust up a little bit. Overall, low chances of rain, if any, around baseball. So knock on wood, we should have 15 games tonight. This should be awesome, awesome, awesome. We got a couple openers. We got some interesting stuff to break it down. But here's your totals on this slate. Cubs at Nationals, 7.5. Rockies at Phillies, 9. Rays at Yankees, waiting on that one because we're trying to navigate the opener in Tampa Bay. It looks like Stanek opens. Yonny Chirinos comes in from behind. Baltimore, Cleveland, 8.5. Astros, Red Sox, 9.5. That's interesting total there with Garrett Cole on the mound. But hey, thanks, Rick Porcello. Dodgers at Reds, 9.5. Mets, Marlins, 6.5. A's, Tigers, 8.5. Brew Crew, Braves, 9.5. Cardinals Rangers waiting on this one because Jose Leclerc, former closer of the Rangers, is going to open as they try to get him figured out. And then Adrian Sampson comes in to pitch batting practice to the St. Louis Cardinals. Toronto Blue Jays, White Sox, total of 9. Giants, D-backs, 9. Royals, Angels, 9.5. Thank you, Matt Harvey. Twins, Mariners, 8.5. Pirates, Padres, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the currently 13 totals on this slate are 9 or above. Lock in, boys and girls, as we got some offense to talk about, but we do have some pitching. We have some decent pitching. So we'll get into it right out the gate here. Your top priced arm at $11,400. Jacob DeGrom at the Miami Marlins. That is always something you like to see. He's faced the Marlins twice this year. 14 innings, 1 earned, 22 strikeouts in those 14 innings. He's averaging 37.8 points per game against the Fish. He's pitched exponentially better on the road than at home this year. Not sure why, but that's been a big thing to take away. We know Miami's offense is horrific. They strike out over 27% of the time. Jacob DeGrom is a minus 210, wait for it, road favorite. You don't see that every day. That's almost saying he'd be like a 250 to 300 at home. That is criminal. He's got his outstanding K rate of his own, 45% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact, and Miami has a team total of 2.35. Lefty's 253, righty's 232, 261 wOBA, and a .087 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Jacob DeGrom at 11-4 should lead your cash lineups. He may as well lead your GPP lineups, and he leads his way into my heart tonight playing DraftKings, because if he doesn't pitch well, he will break it, but otherwise it's going to flutter away because he's going to throw up at least a 30-burger against this very bad Miami Marlins team. So Jacob DeGrom, welcome aboard Team Bubba. The second guy I look at up here, I'm gonna pass on Max Scherzer. He just doesn't feel like everything's there right now. He's always got that upside. Facing a Cubs team that's hot and cold. If you want to go there, you can. But Garrett Cole is my pivot off of DeGrom if you're going up top 10-7. Very interesting play here with Cole because he's at Boston against a very good Boston team. But Cole's as consistent as they come right now. He does have a 4.3 ERA on the road compared to 3.4 at home. But he's got 49 strikeouts compared to in 29 innings pitched on the road. He's averaging 25 on the road, 26.7 at home. He basically has, let's look for it here, 21.3 or more in all but two starts this year. In all but like 7 of his 9 starts, he's been outstanding. So the floor with Garrett Cole is very, very good. Now, yes, Boston is different. I get it. They do strike out over 20% of the time. That's a big upside play because Cole 35.5% K rate. 36.5% ground ball rate. All things we like to see here. Boston does have a 4.5 team total, so they are getting some love in this one. Lefties 239, righties 303 versus Cole. I love DeGrom as GPP or cash. I think the pivot off of him in a GPP is Gerrit Cole. That's where I'm going. It's a boomer bust, but if he puts up 25-plus against Boston because no one will own him against Boston, that's a game-changer. It's a risk. It's maybe not a risk you need to take on a 15-game slate, but it is a risk nonetheless. So up top in the five figures and above, it's DeGrom 1, Cole 2. When we drop down a little bit here, we got Frankie Montas, $8,800 at the Detroit Tigers. Montas been doing very, very well this year. 2.95 ERA on the road, 13.7 points on average. But he's got you 18 or more points in two straight starts. He started out the year just guns a-blazing. And I guess the Detroit Tigers, a team that Chris Bassitt, his teammate, just shut down yesterday. They strike out over 26% of the time. He's got his 18% K rate, but that could really balloon today against the Detroit Tigers team. 47% ground ball rate as well, which is very, very nice. A Tigers team with the fifth lowest total on the slate at 3.9. Lefties 384, righties 318 versus Montas. We're talking about a Tigers team with a 280 WOBA and a 141 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Montas 88, all aboard the train of Frankie Montas. Martin Perez, our boy, $8,600. We'll be back on that bandwagon. He's got you 16 points his last time out as he gave up two home runs, three earned, and five innings against the Detroit Tigers. Still struck out seven, though. Seven or more Ks in three straight starts. He had seven or more Ks. Three straight starts. He was a little less before that, but really been getting it going. 3.11 ERA. The cutter has been outstanding. Really gets in on the hands of righties. Seattle strikes out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 47% ground ball rate for Martin Perez, which is very, very nice. You got a Seattle team with a team total of 4.2. Lefties 282, righties 387 versus Martin Perez. So you do have concerns. You have Haniger, Santana, Healy, so on and so forth when it comes to Seattle. But still, I really like what I'm seeing with Martin Perez. Maybe more GPP than cash for sure. Maybe Frankie Montas more cash and GPP. Martin Perez more GPP only. But the upside is there with Martin Perez. I like him quite a bit at 8,600. The last guy up here in this range, Joey Lucchesi, $8,200. This dude is filthy when he's on, especially at home. 2.89 ERA at home compared to 8.10 on the road. Averaging over 18 points a game at home. His last home start against the Dodgers, not so good. But before that, Cincinnati, Colorado, Arizona, and the Giants pitched very, very well. And a lot like yesterday with Lauer. Lauer pitched well, just didn't get the strikeouts, unfortunately. But we get Lucchesi against the Pirates. He was striking out over 21% of the time versus lefties. Lucchesi, 25.4% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. And the Pirates' second lowest total at 3.05. Lefties, 257. Righties, 338 versus Lucchesi. But it's like we talked about. They are the worst team in baseball against lefties, or one of the worst. 266 WOBA, 0.091 ISO. They are dreadful versus left-handed pitching. So Joey Lucchesi at $8,200. Very, very solid play in this price range tonight. After Lucchesi, we drop down to the low 7K range here. And we kick it off with Trevor Richards at $7,200 at home against the New York Mets. This is more just kind of a value leverage play. Richards, of course, much better at home than on the road. He's faced the Mets once this year, six innings, three earned, seven Ks for 16.7 points. At $7,200, you could sleep with that. His last few home starts, 12.8 against Atlanta, 17.5 against Washington, got beat up by the Cubs. But then the Mets, 16-7, Colorado, 15-9. So outside of that Cubs start, 13 or more DraftKings points in four of his five home starts, 16 or more in three of those five. He's $7,200 against a New York Mets team that we know isn't the greatest, and they just lost Michael Conforto to a concussion. So the hits just keep on coming for the New York Mets. They strike out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He is going up against Jacob DeGrom, so his win probability isn't the greatest, but there's that going for you. Richards, 23% K rate, does walk a lot of guys. That's a lot of his problem, and a lot of fly balls. But again, the Mets missing some big pieces to their offense there. Their team total is 4.14. Lefties, 294. Righties, 345 versus Richards, so kind of a reverse splits. But when you look at the Mets, a 312 WOBA, which is average at best, and a depleting 149 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Trevor Richards at 72 could be a nice little value play for you there. Couple other value plays. You're going to see Cole Irvin mentioned a lot. The Rockies are dreadful versus left-handed pitching. There's no sugarcoating that at all. The Rockies have a team total of 4.36. they strike out 28% of the time versus lefties. We saw Erod, we saw Chris Sale absolutely dominate them. But the other thing is, they do have a 328 WOBA and a .207 ISO versus lefties. And I think with Cole Irvin, he's a good young pitcher. He's one of their better pitching prospects, but he's a salad tosser. He's not going to blow you away. He relies on location and fooling you with his off-speed pitches. If he's missing Nolan Arenado and company, maybe he's in the minors, Brendan Rodgers, who just got the call, maybe they go deep tonight. So it's kind of a pick your poison at 7K. There is upside because there's a lot of strikeout in that lineup. At the same time, be prepared for kind of a roller coaster ride with Cole Irvin. So he's in play, but just buyer beware. You got Aaron Sanchez on the Toronto Blue Jays at $6,900, going back to the Chicago White Sox. He faced him last week at home, 6 innings, 5 earned, 11 Ks for 18.3. The 11 Ks got you home there. He's been much better at home than on the road. But overall, 16 or more DraftKings points in 3 of his last 4, 15 or more in pretty much all but 3 starts this season. And it's all about the strikeout equity. Before those 5 earned runs in the last inning he pitched, he was really dominating. He was cruising. It is a Chicago White Sox team, though, that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sanchez, 19% K rate, 48.8% ground ball rate. Does give up the hard contact, though, so buyer beware there. Chicago, 4.6 team total. Lefties, 355. Righties, 454. So Sanchez is in play at 69. Just be careful because it might not be as nice as it sounds. And last but not least, a very intriguing one to me. Hopefully the roof stays closed, but still an intriguing play here is Merrill Kelly at $6,700 because a lot of people are clowning on Merrill Kelly because they see a 4.7 ERA, a 1.44 whip, and it's been ugly. It's been ugly on the road. At home, he's only given up 9 earned and 25 and a third, striking out 21. He's 1-2 in those 4 games started, but a 3.20 ERA, averaging 17 DraftKings points per start compared to 6.53 ERA on the road. He got 15 points, 7 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks against Atlanta in his last home start, 14 against the Yankees, 7.9 against San Diego, but then 31.6 against Boston. It's the road starts that have been just destructive. And he gets a Giants team that's bad. Very bad at baseball. It's the nicest way I can put it as a Giants fan. They're just bad. They strike out 24% of the time versus righties. Kelly, not a huge K guy, but we've seen him have K upside games. Does have a 44% ground ball rate. Gives up some good hard contact, but a 4.2 team total for the Giants, who have a 296 WOBA, which is really bad, but a 172 ISO, which isn't that bad against righties, but still not ideal. Let's keep an eye on the roof in Arizona, but Merrill Kelly could be an interesting DK play as a punt. So your value plays, I got Kelly 1, Aaron Sanchez 2, Trevor Richards 3, Cole Irvin 4, but Richards might turn into being the best depending on certain situations tonight, but we'll keep an eye on that. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got DeGrom up top and then Garrett Cole as the GPP pivot. In the middle, you got Frankie Montas, Joey Lucchesi, and Martin Perez. Really like that Montas-Lucchesi. It's like if you have to start out with DeGrom, Montas, or Lucchesi, I like that little three-way real nice. Then down below, Kelly, Sanchez, Richards, Irvin. Keep an eye on how that one pans out. All right, let's get into the bats on this slate. And before we do so, I want to talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. If you haven't tried out Draft, I highly recommend it. They got PGA, they have hockey, they have basketball. NFL is just around the corner. Oh, wait, you could do NFL best balls right now. And they have MLB, of course, blowing and going. They do snake-style drafts just the way you like them. But I also mentioned they have the best ball drafts that are crushing it in the industry. They have auction-style drafts. They have all kind of cool formats to keep introducing over and over again. And if you're new to Draft, use promo code SD Sports. SD as in dog sports. And you'll get a free $3 entry to any $3 tournament of your choice. It can be a best ball, snake style, you name it. It's free for you. $3 entry for your first time deposit. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Promo code SD, D as in dog, sports, gets you what you need over there. So go check that out. All right, catcher's position. You got some interesting choices here. You got James McCann, who's just crushing baseballs, $4,500 versus Aaron Sanchez. If you want to pay up, you could go there. Not thinking that's where I'm going tonight, but he has an option. Farther down you go, like Johnny Lucroy is in play at $4,200. He's riding a hot streak. You can ride that with Johnny if you choose. Averaging 11.6 in his last 10 games. Put up a 27 spot on Wednesday in Minnesota. But when you drop down a little bit more, you got Brian McCann versus Chacin at 4K. McCann's been swinging a good bat. You want lefties versus Chacin. You got Alex Avila versus Jeff Samardzija. Samardzija's been a gas can. Avila, a 0, but that wasn't even a start. So his last few starts, 16, 2, 25, 13, 16, 9. So he's got 9 or more in all of 1 start so far this season. So keep an eye on Alex Avila against Jeff Samardzija. a D-backs team that should have a good total on this slate. Yes, 4.8 total, sixth highest on the slate. Lefties 397, righties 342 versus Marja. So Avila could be a play there at 4K. Chris Iannetta, if you are picking on Cole Irvin, Iannetta at 39, worth a look as well. Farther down you go, though, there's a few more options. My boy Jason Castro, it's lefty on lefty, so keep an eye on that. I'm not as in love as usual, but he did take us to Ding Dong City yesterday. But Josh Fegley at 36 is a great play. This guy's very, very streaky as a catcher, but 33 points yesterday, 3, 3, 0, but then an 11, so on and so forth. Hit 295 on the year with 5 Jimmy Jacks. Fegley at 36 versus Daniel Norris is oh so nice. A's with a 4.6 team total, lefties 392, righties 353. Off of Daniel Norris. So the A's are definitely in play. They put up a 17 spot yesterday in Detroit in a day game. Now they get Daniel Norris tonight for 3,600. A few other ones to look at. Kurt Suzuki, Yan Gomes, Washington backstops against Cole Hamels are in play. Williams Astudillo, if he does crack the lineup versus Marco Gonzalez at 36. Astudillo's slow start coming back from the IL. But keep an eye on him against Marco Gonzalez. I don't hate that as a play. Lefty's 348, righty's 306. So some reverse splits for Marco, but Williams Astudillo is a base hit machine. So I don't hate that at all as a puntier play. As you go down some more, though, it's more of a watch to see what lineups come out. We can get some serious value with the only value that stands out at this very moment because Gallagher caught yesterday. So you should get Martin Maldonado tonight at $2,200 against Matt Harvey. That's always not a bad punt to make. So Maldonado's on that list, but again, check the lineups. Join us in the TQE member Discord or the FSD Slack chat, and we can talk about that later as lineups come out. First base position, Belly Bombs at $5,500. I haven't recommended him a ton lately. He's still crushing baseballs, but I haven't loved the matchups. Let's say I love facing Anthony DeSclafani in Great American Small Park. Dodgers 4.9 team total, lefties 361, righties 265. Versus DeSclafani. Belly Bombs at 55. First base outfield eligible. He's got two yesterday, then 21, 22. Then it was kind of cold for Belly Sanders. 3, 8, 7, 4, 10, 5. So it's been cold. Great American Small Park fixes a lot of things. So Belly Bombs at 55. Lock it up. Max Muncy, a good play as well. First base, second base at 5K. Dodgers are quite expensive on this slate, as you'd expect. Trey Boo Boo, first base outfield eligible at $4,800. He went deep again yesterday. Very streaky hitter, but averaging 8.4 of his last 10, 14 or more in two of his last three. And he gets Jeffrey Rodriguez of the Cleveland Indians. Not the best matchup for them. Baltimore has a team total of somehow only 3.6 against Jeffrey Rodriguez. Not sure how that works. But lefty's 403, righty's 273. Mancini's not your average right-handed hitter, so I'll let that one slide there on that 273. But Mancini at 48, like that quite a bit. Freddie Freeman went to Ding Dong City last night. Great spot here versus Jalice Chacin. Freeman averaging 9 points over his last 10. A 28 spot last night. We always like our Freddie Freeman hitting 315 with a 951 OPS on the season. And Atlanta currently has the second highest team total at 5.05. Lefty's 358, righty's 283 versus Chacin. So a guy like Freddie Freeman at 46, save a little money from the guys up top. Great spot versus Chacin. Braves bats are white hot right now. Very solid stacking option as well. Farther down you look, you got like Danny Santana for the Texas Rangers, $4,600, first base, second base against Mikolas. Hunter Dozier liked this quite a bit, first base, third base versus Matt Harvey at $4,500. Royals in a nice spot here for a little late night West Coast hammer action. 4.3 team total for Kansas City, lefties 327, righties 312 versus Harvey. But one thing we've noticed with Hunter Dozier, he loves hitting some right-handed pitching with some power. So keep an eye on him, GPP only. He's always streaky, and he's kind of on a cold one right now outside of a couple games ago. So don't go all in, but $4,500 for Dozier, especially if you want to attack Matt Harvey, not bad. I'd probably prefer Freeman at 46, to be honest, but Dozier at 45 is intriguing. You got Goldie in Texas at 45, so I'm going to keep an eye on there. But you slide on down some more, like a Howie Kendricks, first base, third base. Kendricks just keeps hitting the baseball well, 7 points the other day. 12 the game before that. He missed some time with a little bit of an injury. Gets Cole Hamels tonight. You respect Cole Hamels. There's no doubt about that. But it is a Washington team with a 4.15 team total. Lefties 318. Righties 344 versus Hamels. And as a team, the Nats have a 342 Woba and a 210 ISO versus left-handed pitching, which is really, really good. So if you want to be kind of contrarian, the Nats are that play or one of those plays tonight. 15-game slate. There's 30 teams. There's going to be a lot of ways to go tonight, a ton of ways to go. We won't cover them all here. I'll miss some of them in the batter breakdown. There's so many options. That's what all these chats are for. But a guy like Howie Kendrick could be a nice little play at 43. A few other ones to take a look at. Edwin Encarnacion versus Martin Perez at 42, always in play. Albert Pujols swinging a good stick. If you're stacking the Angels versus Keller, not the worst thing at 4,200. The Angels have the highest team total at the moment. Still waiting on a couple teams. But 5.2, lefties 341, righties 271 versus Keller. Pujols swinging it well at 42. Dropping down to the 4K and below, you got Matt Carpenter at 4,000, went deep yesterday. First base, third base, he'll get Leclerc his first at bat, and then you get Adrian Sampson, who you just want to take to Pound Town because he's pitches batting practice. So Carpenter at 4K, worth the look. Justin Smoke's going to get going eventually. I keep telling you that. He's not a must play, but the breakout's coming. And once it starts, we're getting on board. He's 39 versus Nova. If you're feeling so inclined, it's coming. But Dylan Bundy is pitching for Baltimore. That's always a good thing. Cleveland, a 4.9 team total, fifth highest currently on the slate. And Cleveland's horrific, and they still get that team to like a 282 WOBA and a 128 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Bad. But that's how bad Dylan Bundy is. 371 lefties, 275 righties. Carlos Santana is only $3,800 against Bundy. He's been ice cold, but he did put up an 18 spot yesterday, a 9 spot the day before, a 0 and a 7, so 7 or more in 3 of his last 4. This could be what he needs to get going. Baltimore in general, their pitching staff is what gets offenses going. So Cleveland might get overlooked a lot this week just because they've been so ice cold. Might be a nice way to differentiate yourself over the weekend. Just think about that as I'm not with you on quick hits over the weekend. But Carlos Santana at 38, very interesting. A couple moments before I spent all day at first base, but there's a lot of options on a 15-gamer. You got CJ Cron versus Marco Gonzalez at 38, definitely in play for you there. And then a few guys down below, Crush Davis, Chris Davis with a C, $3,500 versus Jeffrey Rodriguez. I like that quite a bit as a punt if you choose to go there. Heading over to the second base position, we kick it off with Whit Merrifield at $5,100 versus Matt Harvey. That's worth the look. Muncy at 5K, talked about him. If you're going Angels again, Tommy La Stella leading off against Keller. Second base, third base is a really good play tonight. You didn't think you'd hear that about Tommy La Stella, but said that a few times this week. The dude is for reals right now. Ketel Marte versus Samardzija, not a bad look with Arizona versus Samardzija. We talk D-backs, 4.8 team total, lefties 397, righties 342, like we mentioned earlier. Very good look for them in their ballpark and their hot sticks, so 47. Sliding on down some more, though, like Johnny Villar against Jeffrey Rodriguez at 45. I like that quite a bit as a cheaper option, but still pricey. Falling down some more here, Lourdes Garcia, if you're stacking the White Sox, he's likely leading off versus Aaron Sanchez at 42. Ozzie Albies at 42. He's just not hitting high in the order, and that really sucks. Really, really sucks. Few more. Colton Wong at $4,100 in a great hitter environment there in Tejas. Keep an eye on him. Willie Calhoun versus Mikolas, second base outfield. Calhoun, he's $3,900. I've been mentioning him since he's been up. 31 points yesterday, 19 the day before. All this dude does is crush. He hits the shit out of baseballs. Excuse my French, but he did it in the minors. He just didn't do it in the bigs last year. Got back to the minors. He's had some issues in his head. But right now, he looks right. Still, time can change. But you attack Mikolas with left-handed hitters. Calhoun, only $3,900, is kind of a gift. There's a lot of value on this slate, being a 15-game slate, so you can pay for pitching. I'm going to try to make a DeGrom and Scherzer or DeGrom and Cole and see how it looks. But it might not be as pretty, but you could definitely do DeGrom and like the Montas or the Caseys of the world and be okay. But Calhoun at 39, very intriguing. If you're looking at Baltimore versus Jeffrey Rodriguez, Stevie Wilkerson at 38 is also worth a look for some savings. Keston Hira at $3,800 versus Max Fried. Go check that out. Jonathan Scope versus Marco Gonzalez at 38 for some value as well. A few other guys down here. You got Greg Garcia leading off at 36 if you want to punt. But Chad Pender, second base outfield versus Norris. We know Pender's insane ability to hit left-handed pitching. He's $3,500. Rougned Odor, especially for GPPs, he double-donged yesterday. For 37 points, he's averaging 10.4 his last 10. 37, 0, 16, and 10. So 10 or more in 3 of his last 4. He's $3,500. It worth a look for Mikolas tonight. Lastly, Robinson Cano at 3,400. Super value there versus Richards. Jason Kipnis is only $3,300 versus Dylan Bundy. Kipnis double-donged yesterday. So this is what I mean. There's serious value down here. And even Jerkson Profar starting to heat up a bit. He's $3,300, but Kipnis at 33 versus Bundy is ridiculous. And you got Robbie Cano at 34. You got value down here at second base. Third base, you got Arenado at 54 versus Urban. That's very intriguing. So with Bregman against Porcello. But Eduardo Escobar at 53 could be overlooked against Margie. He's pricey. I get it, but good spot there. Yoan Moncada at 5K is not bad. But if you want to drop below 5K, Justin Turner versus Di Sclafani at 49, a part of a Dodger stack, is very intriguing. Tommy La Stella at 49 is in play. Eugenio Suarez, $4,800. We love him versus some lefties. Put up a 12 spot last night. 12, 26, 0, 15, 21, 12, 26. 12 or more points in 2, 4, 6, 6 of his last 7. And he gets Rich Hill. Suarez loves lefties. You look at Rich Hill, he's been bad since coming back this year. Like, bad, bad, bad. So take a look. 4.6 total for the Reds. Lefties 341, righties 295. Eugenio Suarez at $4,800 is a very solid play tonight. Anthony Rendon, talked about the Nationals earlier about being a little contrarian there versus Cole Hamels. $4,700 versus Rendon, not a bad play as well. Mentioned Hunter Dozier already. Back to Cleveland, Jose Ramirez has been dog poop, but $4,300. Interesting play there, especially if you want to stack it up. He's got 7 and 14 in his last 2. But we saw value with Santana, saw value with Kipnis. Ramirez at 43 is okay, not quite the value, but he's there. Howie Kendrick at 43, talked about him already. Got Manny Machado at 43, always in play. Matt Chapman at 42 versus Daniel Norris. If you're stacking the A's, you can go there. There's probably better one-offs I like on this slate, but he's worth a look. Matty Carpenter at 4K, talked about him already. Going below the 4K range now, you got Miguel Sano at $3,800. Nice return last night. 2 for 5 with 2 doubles. A run scored, drove in a run as well, 14 points. He gets Marco Gonzalez tonight for $3,800. There's a nice little bit of savings with upside in that one. A few others. Riley Ruiz for Baltimore. Usually it's in the middle of the order versus right-handed pitching. He gets Jeffrey Rodriguez at 35, so that could be a GPP punt for you. Ryan Healy versus Martin Perez at 35 is a GPP punt as well. So there's definite plays down here as well. That's what I'm saying. You could put – there's a lot of guys like $3,500, $3,600 that you could put together and at least feel okay about. Maybe not stack it up, but you could feel okay with some home run derby type lineups with some big-time pitching, a.k.a. cash. Shortstop, Escobar, $5,300. Yes, Paul DeJong at 51 versus Leclerc and then Sampson. I like quite a bit in your GPPs. Righty on righty crime coming from DeJong. You got Tim Anderson, Adalberto Mondesi versus Matt Harvey at 5K in play as well. Switch hitting Jorge Polanco at 48 is not bad. 8 points last night. He's $4,800 in play for you there. Sliding on down some more. Keep an eye on Trey Turner. Good chance he gets activated today. $4,600 versus Cole Hamels. Everyone's going to see that IL designation by his name right now. If that doesn't change much, people will walk right past him. Good chance he's activated in the lineup. Not 100% chance, but there's a good chance. So $4,600 for Trey. That's a discount because he'll balloon to 5K in a few days. Frenchie Lindor is a great play at $4,500 versus Dylan Bundy. That is an outstanding play. He's one of my favorites to go deep today. I like that a lot at $4,500. Coming off 18 points yesterday. 18, 0, 26, 8, 11 in his last 5. So good stuff there from Frenchie at $4,500. Mentioned Johnny Villar already at 45. You got Machado at 43. But then guys like Anderson Simmons at 42 versus Keller. That's a cheaper play. Corey Seager at 41 versus Di Sclafani. He's not horrible. Freddie Galvis at 4K versus Nova. Marcus Semien went deep yesterday. He's 3,900 versus Norris, another sub-4K guy with tons of upside for you. Tim Beckham, GPP only, but $3,500 versus Perez. We like Beckham versus lefties. That's a play you look at there. And then other than that, it's kind of a check-your-lineup type deal. When it comes to the Reds, where were they? I always go right past them. But you do have a couple options here with the Reds, if I can find them. This is great radio. I apologize for this, but Jose Iglesias, $3,300 versus Rich Hill. That is a savings for you there if you swing at a good bat. And then even cheaper, then that's why I didn't see him. I didn't go far enough. But well, Brandon Crawford's $3,200. I'd probably rather go to Iglesias at 33. Or if I can just find him somewhere down here. Like, this is crazy. Jose Peraza's $2,800 against Rich Hill if he cracks the lineup. That's crazy. Second base shortstop, Jose Peraza, $2,800, went deep yesterday. You know, he's more GPP than cash, but even for cash at $2,800, the upside's there if he makes the lineup. So keep an eye on that for some Uber savings if you so choose. Heading to the outfield, George Springer is white hot, Christian Yelich as well, Mike Trout, all great plays. I probably like Trout the most out of those three tonight, but all great plays. But then you got belly bombs. Love me some belly bombs tonight. That's just plain and simple. All the belly bombs. Dropping down some more, though. Charlie Blackman against Irving could be interesting. Irvin could be interesting. A draw Dyson's up to 5,300. Keep an eye on that. Michael Brantley, GPP at 52. Be slide on down, like Ryan Braun at 51 is interesting. The Brew Crew have a 4.46 team total. Lefties 302, righties 334 versus Fried. We know guys like Ryan Braun and Lo Kane, but especially Braun for the Brew Crew, love their left-handed pitching. So those could be some nice contrarian plays. As Fried's a decent pitcher. People like him, but he could give up some large, loud contact to right-handed hitting. So keep an eye on that. Mentioned Whit Merrifield. We also have a Jock Peterson sighting, folks. I think Jock Peterson is a great play in GPPs at 5K in Cincinnati against DeSclafani. Jock Jams is going to pump you up tonight. It's happening, folks. Joey Gallo at 5K is a good look as well. You got Adam Jones versus Mars is intriguing, but like Alex Gordon at 49 versus Harvey, solid play there. You got Marcelo Zuna, Mr. BVP took him deep yesterday. In a great spot tonight at 4,900. Dwight Smith Jr. and Trey Mancini at 48 each for the Baltimore Orioles is worth a look. Acuna Jr. keeps heating up. He's 4,700, 12 more points last night, 12 and 15 in his last two. Keep playing him, folks, 4,700. A little farther down, like Lo Kane, mentioned him already at 45. Mitch Haniger at 45 in a GPP. You could go there. Eddie Rosario versus Marco at 45 as well. Reverse splits can be very intriguing in that one. Shinsu Chu at 45, another Texas Ranger versus Mikolas, very intriguing. Farther down you look, though, like Tommy Pham is down to 4,300 bucks for CC Sabathia. Pham still averaging 7.5 his last 10, 3, 11, 3 his last 3. He's not lighting the world on fire like he was before, but 4,300 bucks for CC isn't bad. Lefties 272, righties 299 versus CC. So Tommy Pham interesting at 4,300. Farther down you slide. Mentioned Lurie Garcia earlier. He's leading off for Chicago in a stack at 42. But Nick Senzel is a really solid play at 42 versus Rich Hill. 13 more points versus Senzel yesterday, averaging 10.2 so far on, or 10.3 on the season. 13 and 18 in his last two. He's a really good look in a GPP at 4,200. Franmil Reyes went deep again yesterday. He's 4,200. You can play him. Jose Martinez, GPP only. Nick Markakis, I like him a lot at 41. Has more of a value outfielder. 18 more points yesterday. You want lefties versus Chacin. So Markakis is in play. We keep sliding on down. There's so much on a 15-game slate. Crush Davis is only 4,100 versus Daniel Norris. That is oh so enticing. Victor Robles 41 as well, but Chris Davis at 4,100 bucks versus Daniel Norris is called team sex. That's outstanding. Jorge Soler at 41 versus Harvey, not too shabby. Getting down to the 4K and below now. Nomar Mazara at 4K against Mikolas, definitely in play. You got Josh Reddick and Tony Kemp if you want to get different in Houston versus Porcello at 39 each. They're there. They're not must plays, but intriguing plays to say the least. Yasiel Puig and a GPP at 39. Again, we're going below 4K. You do have some options. Willie Calhoun, 3,900 bucks. Remember, second base or outfield. So you can go that direction. Did I go by my man already at 42? Nope, I have not yet. So we keep going. All right, so after Willie Calhoun at 39, you got Leonis Martin at 38 versus Bundy as a nice contrarian GPP angle. Yoan Camargo, Steven Duggar at 38 each, kind of cheaper values. But again, Miguel Sano again, 3,800 bucks. You can look there. Oscar Mercado is 3,700. He's gotten off to a slow start, but if you want some super GPP upside, you can go there. I'm probably not going there on a slate like this, but he's in play if you're curious. Odubel Herrera at 37, value play as well. Max Kepler at 37 is play as value. A few more, as there will be tons. Is like Steven Piscotty is only 36 versus Daniel Norris. That's a good punt. Martin Perez at 36 is interesting in his spot there. Chad Pender at 35. Brandon Nimmo at 35. I'd rather go Pender over Nimmo. But it's just my point. There's so many options down here. And then the other one I wanted to mention, instead of trying to find him like a turd, I'll just tell you. 3,900 bucks, you get Austin Riley. He's not third base eligible anymore. He's outfield only. He's 3,900 bucks. He has 17 and he has 14 in his first two starts. In a good spot here versus Julius Chacin. So Riley value as well. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate. You got DeGrom up top, Garrett Cole as the GPP pivot. Farther down you go, Frankie Montas, Joey Lucchesi, Martin Perez. Your punt plays, Merrill Kelly, Aaron Sanchez, Trevor Richards, Cole Irvin. Lots and lots and lots to like on this slate. Stacking it up-wise, you know, Texas versus Mikolas is very intriguing in a GPP. St. Louis versus Leclerc, and then Sampson's very, very nice as well. Remember Sampson, 316 lefties, 469 righties, massive reverse splits. That's why guys like Ozuna and Goldie and DeJong and even Jose Martinez are very, very intriguing when it comes to St. Louis. The LA Angels versus Brad Keller, late night hammer, and the Royals versus Matt Harvey, two really, really good late night stacks there. Love me some Atlanta versus Chacin, especially the lefties, but don't forget the likes of, you know, Austin Riley and a few others. You got Houston versus Porcello to be contrarian, but the Dodgers versus DeSclafani is a smash one. The Indians versus Dylan Bundy, smash as well, and you get a lot of value there with Cleveland. Arizona is very intriguing versus Samardzija. Oakland versus Daniel Norris is a great one. The White Sox versus Aaron Sanchez, interesting. I do like the Reds to be contrarian versus Rich Hill as well. There's so many ways to go on a 15-game slate. I didn't even mention every possible one. I mentioned earlier the White Sox could be contrarian versus Cole Hamels. Lots and lots of ways to go. The Orioles even have some upside versus Jeffrey Rodriguez. But there's lots of ways to go. And that's why you come check out the batter breakdown at the Quant Edge. You come join us in the Slacks. As we see lineups, it'll differentiate things a lot more. But if I had to put a gun to my head right now, it's like the Dodgers. It's Cincinnati's intriguing as well. But the Dodgers, I'd say Kansas City and Atlanta and Cleveland would be like my top four right now because it gives you a little bit of cash and GPP there. That's gotten to my head. I got to see more. I got to build some lineups. This is a first look podcast, but those are my top ones right now to pitch in there because it's got value, so you get some big arms plus some big time power upside. All right, BVP it real quick for you. Brett Gardner 3-for-7 versus Ryan Stanek, but that don't matter. Kevin Kiermaier 5-for-16, two homers off Sabathia. Yandy Diaz, Avisel Garcia have both taken him deep. Kurt Suzuki 5-for-13 with a double off of Cole Hamels. Rendon and Taylor have taken him deep. Nothing much there. Rizzo, Descalso, and Russell taking Scherzer deep, but nothing crazy. McCutcheon, 8-for-17, two doubles off of John Gray. J.D. Martinez, Benintendi, Bogarts, Moreland have all taken Cole deep, but nothing crazy. George Springer, 5-for-12, two doubles and a homer off Porcello. Reddick's taking him deep. Michael Brantley, 11-for-39, two doubles, two homers. Decent sample. Eugenio Suarez has taken Rich Hill deep, 2-for-3 with a home run. Jock Peterson, 4-for-9, double and two homers off DeSclafani. Yes, please. Brian Anderson's 5-for-16 with a homer off of Jacob deGrom. That's an interesting one. Castro, 8-for-26. Wilson Ramos and Amed Rosario have taken Trevor Richards deep. Freddie Freeman, 5-for-13 with a double and two home runs off of Jalys Chacín. So you're starting to see some of these guys we like popping up in the BVP world. Something to keep in mind. Freddie Galvis, 8-for-15, two doubles and a homer off of Nova. Randall Grichuk, 4-for-10, two homers. Eric Sogard's even 4-for-13 with two doubles. Eduardo Escobar, 4-for-11 with a double off of Samardzija. Ian Kinsler, 5-for-13 with a double and a triple off of Jordan Lyles. Mitch Haniger, 7-for-20, two doubles off Perez. Ryan Healy's taking Martin Perez deep. And there you go. There's your BVP. No crazy, crazy standouts, but some good ones to think about there. You got a fun 15-game slate on tap, folks. Go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you $25 off the MLB season pass. All sports first month for $19.99 or 5-day trial for $5. Lots going on over there. Get you in that member Discord and much, much more. Come check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. The Slack chat is always popping. Francisco dropped his Italia Serie A soccer picks for the weekend. I recorded episode 171 of Bench with Bubba last night with James Anderson, prospect writer from RotoWire. We broke down all the prospect call-ups, all future possible call-ups, top 400 update, much, much more to get you ready for your fab weekend in fantasy baseball. Highly recommend listening for you prospect guys out there and fantasy baseball players as well. Also, episode 170 with my buddy Joe Pisapia on Monday was a really good one. Check that out. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 109. Check that out as well. Fantasy baseball talk and much, much more with myself and Boston Mo. Lots going on, as usual, at fantasysportsdegens.com, so come check it all out. But good luck today. Good luck this week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Go enjoy the Game of Thrones finale. Go enjoy John Wick 3 and all that great stuff that we love in this world. But hope you have a great, great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 17th edition. I'm out.
Let's life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.